This is Magic with an AboveTopSecret.com member podcast reply to King Lizard on the topic of the Discounselor's Report for September 19th, 2005. And by the way, for those who might be wondering, I've been pushing these out over the politics feed, the PTS feed, mainly because I think board politics, that might be the wrong choice. It just seems to me to have the board politics and BQ and B-type stuff going out over the main ATS feed. I don't know. It just maybe we'll have enough of this to where we'll want to have a separate feed. But that's up to our benevolent overlord to decide. But anyway, thanks of course for the kind words. My ego and I are always pleased to get compliments like that. No, I don't have a career in broadcasting, and unlike my buddy Paul, I never went through the Columbia School of Broadcasting, although I did hear the commercials, so, I might even do a humor podcast on that, talk about the Columbia School of Podcasting, and talk about how you can learn how to talk over the beginnings and ends of songs, which is one of the things DJs are really good at doing, especially on AM radio stations. But I certainly wanted to get back. I never seemed to need too much of a reason to hop. Yeah. By the way, for those who might be wondering, my microphone is on a boom stand, and I've set it up. You might notice if you listen to my podcast, a little more background noise when I do podcasts now. And that's because I used to do them standing up and with the mic in a more isolated location, and now I just have it next to the keyboard. And, oh, hey, look, King Lizard chimed in. Swing the mic over, and let's do a podcast. And I've got everything set up so I can just... boom, podcast. So if anyone's wondering about that, that's what's going on with this. I so love podcasts. I'm sure some of my fellow members may have noticed by now that I do have something of a fondness for the podcast medium. But anyway, without going into too much detail, there's some broadcasting in my family. I got some family members that are, into broadcasting. So maybe it just runs in the blood. Who knows? But, as far as a career, there's like commercial broadcasting and stuff. Yeah, I don't know. I've got to see what some of my family members go through with that. And it's like, yeah, you have fun with that. I like podcasting better. The pay may not be as good, but, the working conditions are excellent. I just sit here at home with a microphone and jabber away. So, hey, if someone out there is looking for a guy that can do that at home, hey, call me baby at this to lunch. Ciao, Anyway, I wanted to, aside from acknowledging your wonderful kind words, I wanted to talk about, this is a subject that is near and dear to my heart, and another one of the things that I might not have publicized well enough when I became a counselor, but one of the things I see, and I see this a lot in board questions in business, BQ&B, are some of my fellow members get into this mode where they think in terms of staff versus members. And some members, I think, younger members, kids and stuff like that, may tend to be like this because they're used to dealing with their parents. So they look at the board management as like their parents, and so they got to argue with them and fight and so forth. And I'll tell you, that's a behavior I do tend to associate with kids, and no offense intended to our younger members out there. And I know that, by the way, I know there's some younger members out there who are a lot more mature than I am. So, let's be fair and go on a case by case basis, but I'll see this tendency and it just irritates the hell out of me because that's the wrong way to look at this. The staff members right on up to Simon, in the head honchos here, the whole reason they're here, they're members, they're members. Maybe they're not just like us members, but, they're interested in this board in the same ways that we're interested in this board, the subject matter, the questions that bring us here. And one of the things I've learned, it was like, I remember when I got elected to counselor, I was like, all right, cool. Now I am Counselor Magic. Woohoo. And I enjoyed that for a while. That was a lot of fun. But what I've learned in my time as a counselor is just how cool it is to simply be a member of this website. I know that people, and again, I think a lot of younger members, They get onto ATS and they think, oh man, I want to be a mod, you know, because then you got the mod powers, you know, and you get this feeling of empowerment. And especially for kids, that feeling of empowerment's attractive because, you know, a kid's life, you got parents telling what you do, then you go to school, you got people, teachers telling you what to do, and everyone's always telling you what to do. And, you know, the opportunity to go on internet board and then tell other people what to do, that's pretty attractive. And it's not just kids that are attracted to that. But the thing is, that's not what moderators are for. They're not here to tell people what to do, other than, of course, when they break the terms and conditions. But, you know, this whole notion that being a moderator somehow makes you not a member is just so screwed up. It's just wrong. For moderators, you know, what do moderators do? They read posts all day, you know, which is something of a, you know, that's a fantasy. I think a lot of members like, yeah, I want to read posts all day. I love this board. Well, that's what moderators do. The big difference is they got the little skittles on there, you know, they call them little buttons that they can use. If they see something that's wrong, they can take action about it, which of course is attractive to any member because I see stuff on the board all the time. I just wish I could just go, hey, let's straighten that out right now. And it can be really annoying. It can take time, you know, for moderators. I mean, moderators are human. They're not like bots. They don't just instantly respond. It takes time sometimes for them to find these problems in the threads. And it can be kind of frustrating. And by the way, again, for people out there, if you see a problem in a thread, somebody posts something that's just gross, obviously, you know, a TNC violation, or even if you just think you got a pretty good idea that that's against the terms and conditions, submit a complaint. It's okay. You know, counselors, we can do alerts on posts. And guess what? It's basically the same thing. They both go in the complaint forum. The big difference is yours is just, it comes in as a complaint. Ours comes in as a complaint with basically the same priority. And it just says, look at this post by blah, blah. And it's kind of this canned thing. So if you want attention on a post, just type in your complaint for the subject, say, look at this post by member name, and it'll look just like a counselor's alert. Little inside tip there for my fellow members. But anyway, thanks so much, King Lizard, for chiming in on this. And I think this is one of the things the council can do, is help demystify some of this stuff. You know, it's so natural on a conspiracy board for people to think that because something is kept behind closed doors, there must be something sinister going on back there. And I'll admit, I used to wonder that myself, you know, like, ooh, what do they do in the Cosmic Forum? And, you know, hey, I still don't know. You know, I've got clues, I guess. Sometimes people make references to the Cosmic Forum while they're dealing with complaints. And I kind of get some insights as to how they run Cosmic. But what I've learned, though, you know, from having access to complaints, and then there's the council forum and the staff pub, and just getting a little bit more of an idea of how the staff members behave behind the scenes. Guess what, people? They're members. They're members, and they behave just like you'd expect ATS members to behave. The difference between them and members that aren't moderators or staff members is that they are moderators or staff members, and that's the big difference. And yeah, that certainly influences the way they approach the board. They have to, they have to keep their wits about them, you know, when they're going through and posting. And there's this whole business with moderators, you know, they are members. And I see cases all the time where other members feel intimidated because they're getting into an argument with a mod on a topic. And, you know, my fellow members, one of our jobs as a counselor is to keep an eye on that kind of thing. Moderators are entitled to their opinions just like any other member. So if you're arguing a topic and a moderator disagrees with you, please don't feel intimidated about that. It's wrong. It would be terribly wrong for a moderator to give you a warning simply for disagreeing with them on a topic. And by the way, if they do, guess what, folks? Moderators are not free of oversight. It is possible and has happened where moderators will be punished by the senior staff for misconduct. And some people can lose modships over that. So, if you're an ATS member and you think moderators can just run around doing what they want, no. And by the way, anyone that gets a mod, you know, gets becomes a moderator on this board who thinks they can just go around lording it over other members is going to either learn otherwise, or they're going to find themselves either demodded or maybe even banned. So, my fellow members out there, I want you to understand, this board is not poorly managed, and it didn't get to be where it is today because the staff don't pay attention to these things. They are on the ball, and they're busy, but they do keep an eye on this. And so, you know, you get into an argument with a moderator, just be honest. And, you know, as long as neither you nor the moderator, violates the terms and conditions, you have absolutely nothing to worry about. And by the way, if you get into an argument with a moderator and you do get a warning you don't think's right, you can complain about that and we will look at it. Although I got to tell you, most of the warnings that come in like that, or most of the complaints that come in about warnings are the member's not right, basically. But there are cases, you know, moderators can make mistakes and they can lose objectivity. But that's the thing. Moderators are not supposed to give you warnings for differences of opinion. They're supposed to give you warnings, and they're usually very clear about it, too, for specific violations of the terms and conditions. And when you get a warn, you usually know what it was you did wrong, and that, yes, it was a violation of the TNC. And if you know that, by the way, you can go ahead and submit a complaint about it, but you're wasting your time, because if you violate the TNC and a moderator gives you a warn, you got what you deserve. And as a counselor, I look at those kinds of situations and I go, yep, that was a good warn. And I'll tell you, that's what most of the warns are. I don't see too many bad warns. There, it happens. It does happen. But I'll tell you, it's very rare. And by the way, on that, when that happens, it's usually senior staff members, by the way, that will notice that and say, you shouldn't have done that. And then they'll usually, what they'll do is they'll contact the member and they'll make it right. You know, they'll give them the points. They'll take the warn off. But I'll tell you, this is not common because it's usually not justified. The overwhelming majority of warrants that I see get handed out are quite well earned. And even if I know for members that receive warrants, you usually feel like, oh no, you know, most of the time then the natural reaction is I didn't deserve that. But if you give it some time and you think about it from the perspective of the moderator, you usually find, yeah, they're pretty fair. You know, they're pretty fair. And by the way, they usually cut people a lot of slack. So anyway, I've droned on about that. I kind of just seem to have this tendency to do 10 to 15 minute long podcasts. I mean, I have to see a doctor about that. But anyway, this has been Counselor Magic chiming in response to King Lizard on the topic of the ban hammer in the Discounselor's Report, and just reminding my fellow members that, hey, mods are people too, and they're also your fellow members. So let's try and get along with one another, because you know what? It's really not that hard to do. Take care, friends.